Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be talking about... Well, we'll be talking about clearings and past lives and dream interpretation. So if you'd like to call in and have your dream interpreted, call in. Or if you'd like to talk about energy blockage clearings, we can talk about that. We can also talk about alignments, how to attract more money in your life, how to attract more love, and different things like that. So feel free to call in and get your card read, or if you'd like energy clearing, I'd be happy to do that for you with the charts. Call in and get your reading, the tarot reading. First, I'd like to explain a little bit about the charts. I got the charts online on eBay, and then I began to design my own chart. I have a book, it's a symbolic meditation book. And what it is there are different symbols that you can use for different reasons to go into those dimensions. Also, they're used in meditation for abundance, chakra healing, different things like that. With the chakras, you're able to go in and make clearings with the chart. It also helps with a lot of health issues, a lot of chronic issues, a lot of cancer issues, cancer reversal. Also have a protocol that I go through. Also talks more about emotions. Different things that's going on in the body and energy blockages. Just today I got a phone call from a friend saying that their mother had a blockage in her heart. So that has a lot to do with her heart chakra being closed off. It also has a lot to do with a knot. The doctor found a knot in her heart, which they had a, I was talking about knots last night, I did a clearing for a lady that had a knot in her heart chakra. And so that's kind of what happens when you get knots in your chakras. The energy doesn't flow right. Your prayers don't be answered right away. When there's any kind of blockages, it's usually a virus or it's usually an energy blockage. Crystals are very good for that also. You can also align yourself with crystals. You could put certain stones on your chakras, and that'll also heal your chakras. There's different things that you can do with different stones and different healing. So anyways, I'd like to invite you to come out on the show and talk about whatever, excuse me, what's going on in your lives. I also like to talk a little about these interdimensional beings that are coming through our dimensions, which is, you know, coming from a lot of these movies that are being produced nowadays. A lot of them are coming into pass as well. So it's very interesting, and we'll kind of see what happens tonight. I'll go ahead and play some music, see if we get any callers.
Drop from your eyes.
here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day, your dream is over. Or has it just begun?
I generally call from time to time, and I just wanted to know if you can maybe give me a reading, a quick reading on me and my twin.
And your twin flame?
Mm-hmm.
And have you met your twin flame?
Yes, yes, I have.
Okay, is he, does he have dark hair?
He's black, so he has one of those, you know, like, it's not bald, but it's like ball fade type, you know, short hair.
Oh, okay. So I saw dark skin and dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really close to you? Like, do you have a real strong connection with him?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So I'm feeling the connection is real strong.
Mm-hmm.
And your communication is good.
Mm-hmm.
What are you shooting for? What do you want to know about him?
Well, the last time I talked to you, you were telling me about they had a lot of negative interference within us, and you had told me to get a road opener candle, and I did, and burned it. Yeah, I burned it. I don't know how many days it took, but I did do that. So I basically was just calling to just see what you can see, because with us, it was just a lot of just stuff that just needed to be cleared for us to kind of get on track and get things going. Because and with him, yeah, he has a business that he had inquired about me helping him out with as far as management and whatnot. But it's like with him, That, and that's one of the reasons why I got the roadblocker, opener candle, however you call it, because with him it was almost like everything he tried to do was almost like he had like little obstacles coming in his way.
Right.
It was keeping me from helping him. So I just wanted to see what you can see as far as this energy.
And how did that help you?
Well, I know for right off the bat, as soon as I burned it, well, even, I'm not going to lie to you, by me even hearing you say it and me writing it down and me ordering it, immediately the energy changed and we began communicating more, and he became more open with me and more transparent about things, and so did I. And then when I got it, it was just the frequency just kept on going like that. Just more openness.
Oh, wonderful. And so now you want to know your connection now, right?
Well, that and with his business, because it would be a good business opportunity for me, but it's like with him, it's like it's one roadblock after another. It's almost like things just, it's kind of like you want, you know, certain things to go one way, but I guess the bad has to get out the way for your plan of action to kind of take place the way it needs to. So
right.
I just wanted to see what you can see for that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there could be some energy blockages there that I can do some clearings on.
Okay.
And it has to do with his business, you told me?
Yeah, because like I said, as far as the communication, because I remember one time you did some energy work on his throat chakra because it had parasites on it. And since then, I want to tell you thank you for that, because it not only helped him, it helped me too. And we've been speaking wonderfully. It's just now it's I don't know, some little things in the area of business for him.
And business has kind of gone crazy, right?
Right, right.
So communication is good. It's just the business is gone kind of haywire. Okay.
Right.
That's weird how that created a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first see if this has to do with the retrograde. Hold on. Because we are in retrograde.
Okay.
So it's saying he may need an alignment. Let me see here. Does he need any alignment? Yeah, it's saying yes. He's out of alignment with his higher self because of the job, and things have been kind of crazy.
Let me ask you this: is his? Because we've been talking a lot, and I've been trying to, you know, teach him about meditation and crystal therapy and things like that. And he looks like he's more open to it and more willing than before. So my question to you is, you mentioned that he's out of alignment. Is his soul agreeing willingly to be in alignment, but just things are not happening as it should? Is that what you're seeing?
Let me see here. It's saying yes.
Okay.
So that is correct.
Okay.
The objective is how do we... how do we clear that?
Okay.
So we need to find out how we clear that.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit more information of what's going on with the business?
Okay, he's an entertainment manager, and he has artists that he has to do radio spots and do just all kinds of things for them. And he's been getting private investors to back him. And what's been happening with private investors, he does like a promotional work and marketing for them, for the investors. And in turn, they retain services with him, and they pay him a retainer fee. And with the retainer fee, he turns around and he uses that to help his artists. And it's kind of like a full circle thing. The private investors help him. He put the money back into the artist, and then once he makes the money with the artist, he reimburses back the investors, however it goes in that way. And then from there, they're supposed to be, you know, taking this on the road and going on tour and stuff. He's been doing this kind of work now for the past, it's almost 15 years. He had got out of it, and now he's back into it, and then he's kind of coming into some obstacles. And I wanted to just see what I can do on my part to kind of help to clear that, so that way it just things starts taking off for him.
Okay. So we need to find out what's blocking them then.
Right.
This would be a good question for the ruins. Let me put, let me do some ruin work here.
Okay.
And then we can approach the situation with the pendulum and do some clearing for it. This is kind of what my friend did for me. He did. He has bigger ruins than I do, though. Mine's like rose quartz. They're kind of small. His is a little bigger. But the way he did it is, the way he did the clearing was a little different than me, because he has all the herbs and stuff that he needs. But I have the chart, so the chart tells me what herbs I need. So I went through the chart and picked out the oils and all the herbs, and then he wrote down on a piece of paper, he cast the ruins, and the ruins basically told him the things that I needed to clear out from my life. And after he did that, I felt a release, but it made us become more distant.
Okay.
And I think that's what he was shooting for, and I didn't know it.
Okay.
But the universe does things mysteriously like that, because because the weird part is, when I met him, I got the shingles, and I've never had shingles in my whole entire life.
Oh, wow.
So something contaminated my energy field.
And that was letting you know you didn't need to be a part of his energy anyway.
Exactly. And that's why the universe worked out that way. And the more I try to go back, the more the universe will push me aside, you know.
Yeah, I tell you what, it wouldn't take me 2 seconds to not want to be around him after getting the shingles.
I mean, that has to tell you something when their energy's that bad, you know.
Yeah.
He's still carrying a lot of baggage from his past.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Because you could pick up parasites from anybody, or viruses, or sicknesses, or whatever, if you're not protected, you know?
Right.
All right, so I'm going to pull some ruins here and find out what's going on. Okay, let's see. You got the strength, you got restriction. He's feeling restricted, but he's very strong. You got the birth, B is in birth, that has to do with new beginnings. You got the V, which means a lot of victory over this rival. And the M means he's gone through some business rivals right now. But it has to do with the male, that's why it has an M. So that could be talking about him, or it could be talking about somebody who's creating a rival for him. Or who is restricting him. Because it is, this other ruin I have here is, has to do with obstacles.
Okay.
But there is a change coming in his business. It's like a rebirth.
Okay.
So he's gone through some changes right now.
He is. Because when I was talking to him yesterday, he was just telling me that in business, that's to be expected. You know, you're going to have highs and lows. And I hear him, but in my spiritual body, in my spiritual sense, I'm saying to myself, something needs to happen, because that's just too much. You know, clearing needs to take place or something.
Like a banishing.
Right, because he doesn't see it that way. but I see the bigger picture.
Yeah. Well, he's more mundane than you are.
Right, right. The more and more I talk about spiritual, he loves listening to it. We can talk for hours. He loves it. He takes it in like a sponge. But when it's time to apply it toward himself, he's more mundane, like you say, logical, analytical. It's almost like he loves hearing it, but he don't see how it could affect him.
How it could help him, yeah.
Right, right. Okay. So, can anything be done as far as clearing to help his change quicker?
We have to remove the obstacle with this male person that's there.
It's an obstacle with a male person? Would this be someone in the same? See, because I don't know who it is. All I know is that he gets with these investors, and it's like. Sometimes business goes good. Sometimes it just, I don't know. They're backing out on him. And it's like one after another. Boom, boom.
Well, I'm using the source of the condition chart and find out what's going on.
Okay.
It's saying there are energy blocks that need to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he also has a lot of subconscious blocks from his past. Now, we worked on his throat chakra. That was good.
Yeah, that was major, because when you looked at it, you said that was a major, major thing for him.
But there's also a lot of karmic energy that's blocked that needs
mm-hmm.
to be turned.
Okay.
And it has to do with him and his business.
Okay, okay.
So let me
check. Can we work
percentage.
On that? Because that's a big thing for him right now. That's like major. That's affecting his livelihood right now.
Yeah, that's really low. That's at 20%. So let's go ahead and boost that up to 80. I don't want to do 80. Let me see if 70 is good. I don't want them too busy for you.
If you do 80, what'll happen?
70's good. I'll
okay.
take it up to 70. Okay, I'll go ahead and lock that into place. 70%, balance it out. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else that needs to be corrected here. We need to do a clearing on his subconscious. Block and find out what those are. Let me check here. Okay, so it's saying it's emotional. Detox internal and external. Okay. Look at the percentage there. That's at 20%. Go ahead and bring that up to 70.
Oh, he was low on income.
Go ahead and bounce that out. Okay. Go ahead and bring more energetic energy and an energy field, more spiritual in his soul. Count that out. I'm just putting all kinds of different things in his energy field.
Okay.
Let me see if he has any knots in his chakras.
Okay.
Okay. So there's no knots. That's good. Everything's flowing fine. Now, this is going to sound interesting. I did a clearing on a lady yesterday, and she had a knot in her heart chakra, which
mm-hmm.
was blocking her crown. And
mm-hmm.
Anytime when she would pray, her heart chakra wasn't opening up.
Mm-hmm.
So all the energy
when
was
your heart chakra
out, not coming in.
Yeah, because I'll... Because when your heart chakra stays closed, don't that lead to heart attacks?
Yes, it can, because what happened is a friend of mine called me this morning and said that his mother had a knot in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to do surgery on her heart.
Wow. That is
so
deep.
That tells you right there what it can do.
Right, right.
When there's any kind of knot, you know.
Yeah, the spirit has to flow. Energy,
yes,
I meant to say energy. Energy has to flow, because if it doesn't, it causes problem in the physical body.
Like water.
Water
and energy has to flow.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned the karmic energy and the clearing on his subconscious. Is there any other part of his body that has any blockages of his energetic body?
Just the alignment. We can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And that could be his 12 brain rings. Let me check here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his 12 brain rings. They're out of alignment. That's what that,
now,
that has to do with the subconscious block.
Okay. You said alignment, with, and I couldn't hear it. It sounded like you said bringing. What is it?
Brain rings.
Oh, brain,
see,
brain waves?
Yeah, we have 12 brain rings in our brain, and all 12 of them are out of alignment.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
So that has to do with his subconscious block.
Okay.
And
okay.
Isolation. So. You put yourself in that state of consciousness, and you close everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with stress, too.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and bring him, do some alignments on him.
Okay.
And then we're going to work on the karma.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do the alignment. Balance electron, right brain, 12 brain alignment. Take that up to 75%, 35 probability, round them up and down. This one's always makes me queasy because this one's like a lot of power, a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Will he feel the shift on his end?
Yeah, he will. Takes a lot of energy. His body 100% integrated for healing now and alignment. Just 12 brain rings. Yes, okay, lock that into place. Bounce it out. Ground it out. Okay, that one's done.
Okay. So let me ask you this. With him having all of these karmic and the clearing of the subconscious and his alignment with his brain waves, being that we're twin souls, by any chance, did that have a bearing effect on me to a certain degree?
It can, because your cord is connected to his.
Okay.
Just because whatever he experiences, you probably will too, but not as intense.
Right, right.
But you will feel the effect.
Okay, yeah. Because a lot of times
I've been.
Yeah, I've been prompted to do that because a lot of times I'm beginning to notice, especially since I did the road opener candle, and being that. You, when you're done that clearing on his throat chakra, we've just been talking, like, a lot. And I'm noticing in the morning when I'm first waking up, it's like my solar plexus is going crazy. And
uh-huh.
It's like I have to meditate first thing in the morning because I don't know if this is my energy. I don't know if it's his energy. I don't know what it is. It's almost like I have to just meditate to balance myself out.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, every time you meet up, you balance each other out.
Right. Now,
whenever it's
okay,
for you to meet up.
Now, with the business and everything, being that you've done these clearings, I'm going to have to call you back with confirmation because I know I just feel it in my soul. Everything's going to start getting better, because I know when you cleared up his throat chakra, everything just started opening up quick. It actually happened, like, fast, really, really fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it did. I got to give it to you. It happened quickly. Whatever it is that you do, it has magnificent. It's quick. It affects energy real, real fast.
Great.
When do you see me kind of like integrating with this company? Because that what that would do for me is I would have to start traveling with him and basically managing him, because he's managing these people, but he wants me to manage him, just so he can kind of keep his, you know, keep everything in order. So do you see a timeline for me moving into that position?
Okay. And the pendulum is saying yes.
Okay.
There is a timeline. So do you want to know the timeline?
Wait, say it again?
Do you want to know the timeline?
Yeah, I just was kind of interested to find out, like, will it be, like, this summer? Will it be in the fall? Will it be, like, anytime, you know, soon coming up?
Okay. Like, are you looking at months, days, years?
Whatever comes up.
Okay.
I just want to know so that way I'll be prepared, because I don't want him to call me on tomorrow and see what Tam packed your bags. Because I need you to do, you know, come with me this place, because that would drive me berserk if I had to get a call like that. And in his business, that's just how fast it goes. So if I can get a timeline, I'll kind of have a subconscious, well, not even subconscious, I'll just know when I need to just start preparing.
Okay, so it is bringing up 2 months.
2 months?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That would be September.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, good deal. Listen, I like the way you do the energy work and everything, and it works. Do you have, like, a personal website or so that I can get in contact with you to maybe order some healing?
Well, if you want, I have a website you can go to. I work online.
Mm-hmm.
It's called ornum.com.
Oh, I know them. Okay. What's your name on there?
And my name is Astromind.
Astromind, okay.
That's all capital.
Any time in particular you're on there?
I can get on there tomorrow if you like.
Okay. What I'll do is, because I see I have a responsibility, and the responsibility on my part is just to make sure that the energies are moving the way they need to. So,
right.
And you're good. You're very good. I'm not just saying that.
And you can always email and keep me updated. And if it's been the way it's supposed to, you can get on Ornum and we can do a private session.
Okay.
And I'll use my NeoCube this time.
Okay. All right, well, good deal.
I'll use the Ideal 80. And the Ideal 80 is a bigger unit, and it will help to bring more things in for you.
Yeah, because I see that this is important. And another thing I noticed is this is so strange the way it's happening. It's like things are moving for him, things are moving for me, everything is going the way it needs to. But I see with him, he needs me for this kind of energy work. It's like it's an unspoken word. It's like his soul is reaching out to me because it needs to be healed. It needs this healing. So I have to do my part and find someone like yourself who could help me to get that done.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we can do it. And that way I can do it on camera for you.
Cool. Okay, well, I thank you so much. I expect to keep you, because I know that you probably have other callers. But again, I thank you. And I will be in contact again. Okay?
Keep me updated.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and bring up the next caller from the 561 area.
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I was calling in because I have a question about a relationship.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
So what I want to know is I the other day had a conversation with someone that I'm in a relationship with and kind of laid down some ground rules, if you will. And I just want to know whether or not I will, like, what he's going to do with that information. Is he going to adhere to the things that I said, or is he just going to kind of separate himself from the relationship?
Okay. So have you been kind of back and forth with this relationship?
No. No, we've been together for 3 years.
Okay. But, I mean, just recently, have you been back and forth?
Not really. I mean, we haven't, not really. There's really not been a lot of change with us. I can't really say that.
Okay. So you are still together.
Yes.
You're just having some communication problems?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, like I said, when I spoke to him, I kind of, I don't want to use the word ultimatum, but just for lack of a better word, I will say that it was kind of something like that, you know. And so I knew when I said it that there was a possibility that things would change and be wonderful, or there's a possibility that I would not, like, we wouldn't communicate anymore. And so I just really kind of want to know what you see happening.
Well, what's your biggest dispute about?
I want us to live together.
Okay. And that's not what he wants?
Well, I won't say that it's not what he wants. He's just taking a very long time to kind of make up his mind.
Okay. So he's indecisive then?
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to find out what's going on with him emotionally. That's the first
okay.
thing that came to me. Well, first we can look either into that or we can look into what makes you compatible and what not makes you compatible, if you want to do that.
I feel like I have a really good understanding of what makes us compatible, like the things that we share and the things that we disagree on. I feel like I'm pretty firm with that, like I feel good about that. I just really kind of want to know if it's, you know, as far as whatever you might be able to see, what is he going to do? Because he has a choice right now, and his choice is to either move forward in the fashion that I need and want, or to leave the situation alone.
So you want to know what's going on with him emotionally?
Not what's going on with him emotionally, but what he's going to do with that choice, like, when it's all said and done, where will he end up? Will we end up together or will we end up apart?
Well, let me find out what's going on with his emotions right now. Before we jump to conclusions. Okay, so bringing up healing the self, so that has to do with him taking time for himself to heal through some issues right now.
Yes, that makes sense. He's got some things going on, and that makes sense. I have to say that.
Mm-hmm. But he's not greedy. He's a giving person. He has a good heart. His heart chakra is open. There's no corrections there. He had a good childhood. He just has a lot of baggage going on. He does commit. He is a committed person when he wants to be. But he pulls back when it comes to healing. Let me check your connection here. The connection's good. There's nothing wrong with your connection.
Okay. You said there's nothing wrong with his connection?
Mm-mm. Nothing wrong with both of your connections. Your connections are good. It's just right now he's in that healing mode.
Okay.
So are you giving him a time frame to decide?
I didn't say a time frame. What I told him, to be honest with you, I told him that I don't want him to call me. I don't want him to call me anymore until he decides that he wants to give me 100%. And if he doesn't want to do that, that's completely fine and I understand. But I have to ask him not to call me anymore because he needs to allow me to have room in my life for somebody who does want to give me 100%. And so this was yesterday that we had this conversation. And I have not heard from him today, but I mean, it's only been one day, but I don't know what he's going to do. Like the reality is that he simply could not ever call me again, or he could call me in, you know, tomorrow or what, I don't know.
So you want to know if he's going to contact you?
Not just if he's going to contact me, because I'm pretty, like, I'm 100% sure he will contact me, but will he be contacting me with the intention of...
With an answer.
I'm sorry?
You want to know if he'll have an answer for you.
Right. If he's gonna give me 100% and we're going to move forward.
Let me check the runes here.
Okay.
Because these runes have to do with love because they're real support.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so that helps. There is some restrictions here. A secret that will be discovered. Some obstacles, blockages, health problems. Decision. Well, this one has to do with overcoming barriers and restrictions, so there is an energy blockage that we need to release, and it has to do with his healing. He just keeps bringing up healing, that he's going through some, trying to get rid of some garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That could take a while. But with the clearings that I could do for you, it could actually open up more of his heart chakra and recognize you more and really know with what he wants. And right now, he really don't know what he wants. It's like he's there, but everything is blank. There's nothing on the screen.
Okay.
And it could end badly. Because according to the runes, it could end really badly, your outcome.
Okay.
Especially if he's forced. If he feels like he's threatened or forced, then it could end ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But I could do the clearings. I can do an alignment and see if with his higher self, see if he's connected to his higher self here.
Okay.
And it's saying he's not, so I can do that for you.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and do an alignment and see if he'll give me permission to do that. His higher self give me permission to do it for you. Okay, so we do have access to that. Okay, so I can go ahead and do alignment.
Okay.
You just give me permission. Go ahead and do that. Check his brain rings here. His brain rings are good. Don't need to do that. I'm just in alignment here. Quickly. His heart chakra is all messed up. I gotta fix that. In alignment. Elements are messed up. No wonder why he's emotional now. A lot of his water elements are messed up.
You said his water element? I'm sorry. You said his water element is messed up? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What's his sign?
He is an Aquarius. His sun is in Aquarius, his moon is in Scorpio, and his rising is Leo.
So his moon is out of alignment.
Okay.
And that's what's creating the stubbornness, is the Scorpio side of it. I'll go ahead and align that. Oh, yeah, that percentage is really weak. There we go. Go ahead and lock that into place. Body 100% integrated for healing. And yes. Okay. All right. Lock that into place. Down. Okay. Now I did the alignment.
Okay.
And now he'll start taking with more of his heart. Instead of his head and his emotions are in alignment. Let me see if there's any other blockages that need to be healed. Is there anything else to be healed? Okay, so it's saying not at this time. His vibration is good. Chakras are good. Yes. Where's the chakras? Okay. So that alignment really helped.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
That's pretty much all he needed.
So do you feel then that he will contact me?
Yeah, and now I feel like he's going to contact you and he's going to give you a good answer.
Do you have... do you have any idea or feeling as to when I may hear from him?
Most likely you'll probably hear from him tomorrow or tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
And he'll start feeling the effect.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. I will definitely... be looking out for that, and I appreciate your energy.
You're welcome. You know, it's kind of like alignment to me is kind of like if you get in your car and your car needs an alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something in your car that's not running right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I look at him. It's like he's in his car, but yet his car is out of control.
Okay.
But now it's back in control, and now he's in the driver's seat, and he's driving it. And that's what he's learning is self-control instead of running from his problems, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Keep me updated.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Do you have my email?
You know what? I do not, but I have a pen in hand, and I'm ready to write it down.
Because I want you to keep me in touch what happens.
Okay,
you ready? It's Pathfinder 255 at gmail.com.
Pathfinder 255 at gmail.com. Okay. I will send you an email this evening just so that you have my information.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you. Keep me posted.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead with the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
How can I help you tonight?
Where's your dad tonight?
My dad is not on tonight. He's doing a hypnosis session.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I help you?
Well, I came home tonight and there was... My sister basically is arguing with me. I know it's a retrograde, so there's a huge, I mean, it's like even when you're speaking, it's like you're speaking a different language. Thank God I'm aware of astrology. It helps me realize what's going on, you know what I mean? But it's still not easy to cope with when you're trying to deal with somebody who basically blatantly lies, you know, and just I'm living with her daughter and, you know, she wants me to get a job and find a place to live, and I want to, and I'm just, I just don't know what these people want from me. I'm just wanting to see if you see a job coming up for me, and so I can get out of this place where I'm living. That's just bringing me down.
Okay. So you want to offer a job?
Yeah, I mean, a job is number one. And then she says, well, when you get a job, then you're going to have to save up. I mean, my gosh, I don't know what she wants from me. I really don't. She's putting all this pressure on me. She's making it harder for me to find a job. Instead of helping me, she's hurting me.
Do you feel like there's some blockages where you live or that's preventing you from getting a job?
I told her that, you know, right now it's the summertime, most of the jobs the college kids have, and a lot of places aren't really hiring until till the end of the summer, you know, and I think she thinks I'm not looking. I mean, I've applied at Pier 1. I applied at the grocery store. I'm going to apply at other retail places. I mean, it's not what I want, but I just want to start, you know, something. At least if I find, you know, any job, at least then I can find something better. Jump start me to start working, and I just don't know why I'm so blocked. I've been here since